everyone, and welcome to a special episode of our CPE podcast series with FTA Consulting Specialists. This is Laura Kaluger, Senior Associate Editor with Commercial Property Executive. With the rising uncertainties around the impact of the new coronavirus on the real estate industry, I've invited Senior Managing Director Laura Jackson for a discussion on the latest data available on the topic. The World Health Organization officially declared coronavirus COVID-19 a pandemic, so we'll focus on the implications of this on the economy and the U.S. real estate industry. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
How serious is the situation in the U.S. right now? Many U.S. states have already declared states of emergency to combat the virus. What's the spirit?
Yeah, so the spirit in the U.S. is one of taking great precaution. I think there are a lot of people out there that are very concerned about the impact to people's personal health and their businesses as well. You know, the worst outbreak so far has been in New Rochelle, New York, where a number of people are quarantined and the National Guard has been called in to create a containment area. But other than that, the largest outbreaks have been in Washington State and California and Massachusetts and Georgia. There's still actually 8 states that have no reported cases, according to the CDC. So everyone is taking great precautions at this point just to make sure that we stop the spread of this virus.
You've already mentioned a few of the metros that have been most impacted by the coronavirus, but I was also thinking about the heavy tourist destinations.
Yeah, so yesterday we saw that California is closing Disneyland and Florida is closing Disney World. There's been a really great impact on the tourism industry. Hotel RevPAR is down because of this great impact and the lack of ability to travel globally. So there definitely is quite an impact in that regard, yes.
And how bad do you expect this to be for the hospitality industry, say, at the end of the year? Can you, predict anything about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most dire situation right now is for the hospitality industry. With all of the events that have been canceled, NBA, NHL, MLB postponed their season. We saw with South by Southwest being closed, that canceled, that they had to let go 30% of their employees, which will lose about tens of millions of dollars of revenue. And that doesn't even account for the small businesses that are going to be impacted that would have been at that event. So I think that there's going to be quite a big impact on hospitality and entertainment by the end of the year. The best thing that could happen would be to the extent that we are all self-quarantining and taking our own social responsibility to, you know, not go into the office and not spread this, could make the duration shorter, which could help the industries overall get back to normal as soon as possible. So the idea is that to try to help companies, just really weather this storm to make it to the end of the year.
I agree. But apart from hospitality, there are other sectors that are quite affected. Can you talk about those?
Aside from hospitality, I would say regional malls would also be greatly impacted. There'll be a lot less traffic into the regional malls, so those could take a hit. Eventually, you know, the residential market could even take a hit, right? Because if employees that work on an hourly basis can't go to work, it'll affect their ability to ultimately pay rent. So, you know, the hope is that it'll be more short term. We won't get to this point, or there'll be some sort of stimulus package or payroll tax cut that could solve for this. You could also see, what if people working from home for this month realize that a 2-bedroom apartment doesn't prepare a family of 4 for this type of situation? Could there be an uptick in relocations to the suburbs to get more space? There's been a trend lately of this work-live-play neighborhood for residential real estate companies. And does that help the situation because they don't need to go on public transportation? Everybody's sort of, you know, living and shopping in their area where they also work. So will that help things, or would it be worse because now there's more congestion and it's easier to spread the germs? Those are some of the things we're thinking about on the residential side. You know, commercial real estate in general, the office market, they're signing 10 or 15 year leases. So, you know, a short blip in this market could keep them steady, you know, unless the tenants that are leasing this space could be drastically impacted and face financial trouble because of the business interruption, then it would be a greater financial concern in the long run on the office side. You know, one more thought on industrial, on a separate note, depending on the length of the virus and how long that our our lives are impacted, supply chain could be impacted. If this self-quarantine prevents production in factories from happening, so that could ultimately impact industrial. You know, ultimately, the companies that have enough significant cash flow to bridge them through this gap will prevail and still be the best tenants for the landlords of real estate. You know, at FTI, we're preparing for more work in our restructuring business and helping with insurance claims. Those are two big areas that we help clients with and focus on.
And with reduced business travel, do you expect deal volumes in general to be impacted?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if there was a deal that was in process, you know, people could probably still continue working from home and head toward closing virtually, but there could be some delay in the process and just working out the kinks of this virtual social distancing. Specking out new deals are definitely going to take a hit. You know, I saw an article this morning where people are not looking to put properties on the market, investment market, at least for a month. They don't want to release them. So yeah, I do think that there's going to be some short-term concerns for the real estate market in terms of getting deals done. You know, property tours for tenants will be limited. You know, those type of activities will be limited. So if landlords have vacant space, it might be a little harder to fill that.
Can we talk about safe CRE bets now, or did everything freeze and most of the investors are just waiting for this to pass?
People are still working, right? People are still looking at deals and trying to make the best of this economy. And I don't think people have just, you know, sat there and said that's it. We're just going to wait it out for 30 days or, you know, a couple of months. I do think that people are still active in the market and trying to make deals happen. I just think that there's, you know, there's a little more precaution and severity to the situation when you think about doing deals versus just waiting to see what the market will give us.
And for example, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much risk does construction and development face right now from the coronavirus?
Yeah, construction I look at from two angles. You know, one, can the workers get to work to complete their project? Certainly not something that could be done from home. So there's a definite impact there. And the secondly, can they get the materials they need to build? This with the travel ban with Europe and, you know, possible other interruptions to the supply chain, that could really impact construction. So if this virus becomes more longer term, projects with access to materials sourced locally will be the most successful. But I'd say right now on the scale, the number is rising. With companies choosing to self-quarantine their employees.
Mm-hmm. And the Federal Reserve also announced emergency rate cuts, which is a direct response to growing fears over the economic fallout of the coronavirus. Is this a sign that the media is not blowing things out of proportion and the threat is real?
Yeah, I would say that the threat is real for the economy and we need to take it seriously. You know, based on the actions we're all taking to prevent the spread of this disease, the government's going to need to create some type of bailout for individuals and that can't complete their hourly wage jobs and for businesses that are going to need extra cash flow at this point. President Trump proposed a potential payroll tax cut, which if done effectively could create some cash flow for the individuals most affected. I know the REIT index dropped 9% yesterday based on these concerns. REITs were already trading at a discount to their net asset value. So this all proves that there's less correlation between the value of their assets and the stock prices. So, you know, this is something to be taken seriously. But we should also keep in mind that, you know, the mortality rate on this is about 3%, 3.5%. So while it is disrupting business, you know, it's not maybe as severe as it's being played out overall in the media. So we do need to be careful. We're expecting the Federal Reserve to provide additional liquidity by dropping the rate possibly to zero. It's an important time to put aside politics and work together to find a solution that can pay for this testing and solve for the liquidity and calm the market.
Also, fears of the rapidly spreading coronavirus have caused some commercial real estate companies to pull out of major commercial real estate events and conferences. You also mentioned that several industry associations have announced that they are suspending their events in March and April due to concerns. What does this mean for the industry? No events for 2 months almost.
Yeah, the NAREIT conference in D.C. was just canceled, which I usually attend. And I saw an email earlier this week that ICSC in Vegas in mid-May was going to be on. But then I believe this morning they just canceled that as well. So with all the events canceled, it's definitely going to change the ability of us to do business. Those sort of set up meetings that were at all the events won't be taking place. But, you know, we'll be working virtually, so we can reach out. We can still have calls and Skype meetings, and you know, the world can continue on without those. And so hopefully the real estate market will continue on and deals will still be happening.
Were commercial real estate companies in the U.S. prepared for this pandemic? I mean, can you be prepared for such a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to prepare for this in some ways. I don't know that it was expected to this extreme level. From a technology perspective, I think the real estate industry has been really focused on embracing prop tech over the last couple of years and making sure that they're up to speed on all of the latest technologies. So in some ways, I think we were preparing without knowing it. You know, some companies feel more prepared than others to handle this, but I think each of them are going through right now and making sure that they're doing everything to keep their employees and their tenants safe, which is what's most important.
Exactly. Could we compare the situation with the one caused by SARS in 2003? I mean, can commercial real estate players anticipate how this might play out based on something that happened 17 years ago?
Yeah, this feels a little more intrusive to our daily lives than the SARS outbreak already. But 6 months after the SARS outbreak, the S&P index rebounded 14%. And after 12 months, a total of 20%. So, you know, we saw similar results in that regard with swine flu and MERS and Ebola. So, you know, there's hope that this is a short-term problem, and then in the long run, we will get back to business as usual. Real estate, you know, is largely dependent on the strength of the financial markets for strong tenants. So if we can put politics aside and create a stimulus package to help these companies stay on their feet, we should be able to return to the sound place we were at before.
What would you say is the worst-case scenario for CRE? Could the virus trigger a new recession?
Yeah, the worst case scenario would be recession, bankruptcies, and a lot of vacancy. When fearing the worst, you know, we have to keep it in perspective that 96% of the people that are going to get this virus will have flu symptoms and recover. Some may not even have symptoms at all. So while it's important to proceed cautiously and take social responsibility, it's incredibly important to get the facts and not read all of the hype. So, you know, right now the unknown is really scaring people into panic, and we don't know how long this is going to cause disruption for us.
True. I read some reports from Marcus & Millichap and Colliers International that predict most impacts to be temporary, perhaps only lasting, I don't know, several months until the spread of the virus is contained. But when do you expect to have a clearer picture as to whether the virus outbreak will have a short-term versus a long-term effect on the U.S. economy?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, right now everyone's planning these closures or social distancing at least through mid-April. But now I guess even with ICSC closing even through mid-May. So, you know, if all these closures and the way that we're taking precautions are able to mitigate the damage, then I think this could be a more short-term hit. I think we'll really need to reassess where we are again at the end of March and then in mid-April to see where we're headed.
Well, Laura, thank you very much for your insights.
Thanks, Laura. Pleasure speaking with you.
Until our next audio meeting, stay safe and visit cpexecutive.com for the latest news on commercial real estate.